This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Monday morning here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Nick Hale, Dawn Sensenlin, Greg Stocker, Phil Omquist, Jimmy Kelly. Fresh off of, well, depending on where you live, 6 to 8 inches, perhaps 3 to 5 in other areas. Kids with a 2-hour delay in many areas. By the way, too, I love the fact that I'm doing a radio show and I have nonstop text messages coming in from people that know I'm working, that have no respect for my profession, that think I can just read and respond to texts all morning long. Like, do I text you when you're at work? Do I bother you? No. Greg, do you get those? Dawn, do you get those?
All the time.
Why do people think that just because, and yes, I can handle texts and talk radio simultaneously because I'm a paid professional. Mm-hmm. But it's the lack of respect. You know, sales guy, insurance guy. Nobody bothers you. Well, he's just on the radio. He can answer it. Well, you have commercial breaks. I'm trying to prepare for the next segment here. Anyway, sorry. Text messages.
Army-Navy game over the weekend. Navy won 17-16.
Which was closer than we thought.
Anybody thought. We all kind of predicted that was going to be a low-scoring game, which it was. But because it usually is. But yeah, no, I don't think anybody predicted that it was going to be as close as it was. I always love when they do the Star Spangled Banner. It just feels different every time they do that during this game.
Yeah.
So can we roll a little bit of this, please? If that doesn't give you chills, you're not human.
I tell you. I went to it 1 year when it was at the Old Link. I forget what year it was. But I'm telling you, if you love the military.
The Old Link? You mean the vet?
I'm sorry. Yes, yes. The vet. The Old Link. Well, yeah, technically. If you love.
Boy, none of us are on our game this morning.
I've been great all morning. I don't know what you're talking about. No. Was that wax in your ears?
Garrett Stubbs.
Garrett Stubbs. If you love the military and you love college football, you have to make it a bucket list item. I'm telling you, you will not sit down for 3 hours. The bands, the cadets, it's just so good. So good. Forget that it's not the high-flying football we've all become accustomed to. Old school, run the ball, low scoring, hard hitting. Yeah. Saturday's game was one of the best ones I've seen.
Agreed.
And I watch it every year.
Agreed.
It's like appointment television for me.
Agreed on all of that. Is there anything that's not appointment television for you?
No. Yeah. If you're compelling,
how
I
many
watch.
Hours a day do you think you watch TV? How
during,
many hours
during
a week?
The week? Very little, very very little during the week.
On the weekend,
on the weekend. Well, in the fall and the winter, there's nothing to do. The spring and summer, I'm out golfing.
You need a hobby other than golf.
It's called drinking.
All right. So President Trump gave the coin flip, but didn't actually. Has he never done a coin flip before? Does he not know how to do a?
Of course he has.
It defied physics. I've never. Watch out.
First of all, he did it with gloves on.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It was.
Take your gloves off.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what messed it up.
Just play.
But no.
I want to see the height of this because
if you watch it,
it almost has to do one revolution by accident, right?
100%. How do you flip a coin? You put it on your thumb
and then you go
and
like
you
that.
Flick it.
Right, but he
tosses it up.
I know his thumb never. Watch this.
Ridiculous.
Let's play this.
This is a violation.
It is.
Mr. President, would you do the honor?
Watch this. What the hell is that?
He tossed it like a rosin bag. He tossed it like he was letting pigeons out of a cage go. Fly, birdies, fly. Fly, birdies. Now, I give him credit. At least he goes to the Army-Navy game. Did you know that Joe Biden, not as vice president, because he went under Obama, but in the 4 years Biden was president, he never attended the Army-Navy game. As the commander-in-chief, with the trophy named after you, it's the CIC trophy, the Commander-in-Chief trophy. You have to go to the game.
Yeah.
He never went. But I digress. Fly, birdie. Fly away.
Flipped it. Like, so what?
It didn't flip.
No, it wasn't a flip.
It didn't flip.
It was like he was pitching quoits.
Yeah.
But I mean.
I got a ringer.
I mean, there's one headline. Trump stuns sports fans with bizarre coin toss.
Mm-hmm.
Stuns? Like, really? Oh, wow. Like, if you're that focused on the coin toss, like, there's something wrong with you. I'm just saying. They just want to criticize him for every little thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because you never did that to Joe Biden for 4 years.
I blew my stack.
Give me a break. Christ.
What?
Like, give me a break. You just want to criticize him for anything. Yes, but you also did that to Joe Biden for 4 years.
I did not. I actually, of course, I criticized Biden for his
Joe Biden,
failing policy.
Joe Biden was in which
where do you see this video?
You have every right to do, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Biden was at the Eagles game with his wife Jill.
Yes.
Over the weekend,
Robles. Former first lady.
I give a go Birds.
Go Birds, man! All the way. You gotta win the Super Bowl again. How cool is it to be here today, President? It's always cool to be here. Sixth day, we gotta get them back close, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and also, go Syracuse.
He probably still thinks the Raiders quarterback is Jim Plunkett.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
United States of America got it.
He's not an Eagles fan. I know Jill is.
Yeah.
Jill, the pride, if you say that, of Upper Moreland High School.
My wife's a Philly girl.
I can see where she's a Eagles fan. Well, Joe Biden ain't an Eagles fan.
Scranton's a weird mix of New Yorkers, some Philadelphians, some Pittsburgh residents. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he's a fan of. But he did go to Delaware, so, I mean, maybe he is an Eagle fan.
91 LSXer, my friend. I love
oh, there this. He is.
He says,
finally.
It was the best flip ever, Don Stensland.
I'm not saying it's the best flip ever, but, like, people are.
91 LSXer, I was calling you out.
Yeah, he was.
Morning.
He was calling for you.
I was hoping.
Greg missed
right
you.
Away.
I was hoping.
We start at 6 a.m.
I was hoping that, you know, you would be in the chat early, but yeah. You weren't. That's fine.
Now, I think I'll say this. USA Today has a better headline. It says, Donald Trump's Army-Navy coin toss led to so many jokes. I think that's a fair headline. But to say that it stuns the fans with its...
Who wrote that? Who wrote? Like, nobody... You're right. That's the dumbest headline ever. It doesn't stun anything. I didn't even notice it until somebody clipped it. Mm. You know what I mean? So no, it didn't ruin my weekend. But I'm just saying it's funny. It's funny to watch him do this weird toss of the coin.
But USA Today, I mean, we talk about media and calls. USA Today, that's a good headline. A headline is a tease, like a Greg Stocker tease, right?
It's called clickbait.
So that's a good, but that's the old school of, you know, what is a headline? It's a tease. Yeah. So you're like, oh, it led to so many jokes. What are the jokes? Oh, it's funny. You know, it makes you want to read the article.
Right.
So that's
headlines
A+.
On paper or digital. Yeah. Teases on the radio. Oh, Nick, what was up with that tease? That was way... Well, I'm trying to get you to stay for the next segment, genius.
I want to get to something, and we're going to do Fight Club here, but I want to get to something because I don't know how to talk about this on the radio without offending people.
Now all of a sudden you're worried about offending
somebody? No. Words. Because it's a game that Nick and I used to play kids.
I think you can say it. He said it on the air.
Okay. Well, we
spin the bottle.
News.
We beeped it out.
Oh, geez.
You don't think we should? You don't think we should have?
You know, you don't have to worry about Brendan Carr.
Bleep.
You guys are scared of your own shadow sometimes. Just
when in doubt,
just play
it out.
I mean, my God, you said the F. You spelled the 6-letter F word out last week for the sake of because it was news.
That's a good point.
You know,
that's
let's a very get good some point. Consistency here.
It's a very good point.
Oh my God,
Phil! During the
can we check our work, please?
All right.
Before we put it on the air and save it.
That's a good. That's a good point. I will. Wait, hang on. Phil is texting me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't bleep it. Well, then why do I have the audio here?
Hmm.
Why don't we have the audio?
Let's just sync it up and we'll play audio video.
All right. Well, we'll do that after Fight Club because people want to hear Fight Club.
Yes, they do.
Kale and Company Holiday Fight Club, where we know everybody's sticking their hand out waiting for a tip. Long lines at the mall. And now Greg Stocker yelling at listeners to get off his YouTube equal fights and fight equal holiday rating.
Yeah. Fight Club on this Monday. By the way, somebody came up to me at the Andy Chan block party on Friday and said, I love Fight Club. This person said to me that they're usually in work by 9 o'clock, but they'll go over to their desk and flip up their laptop and just switch over to YouTube for... They said, that's why when you guys are late, like, bugs me because like I have like 2 minutes to watch it.
Yeah.
I apologize for that. So.
Look, you know, if you get to work at 9 o'clock and you want to make Fight Club and you don't have access to a computer, just tell your boss you got to go out for a smoke break. Run back out to your car and put the radio on.
So, thank you. Yeah, I know. Thank you. and you know, it's even a worse job out of me. I forget the woman's name who said it. Sorry. All right, today's Fight Club happened at a Whole Foods. It's a Whole Foods Fight Club in...
Oh, unusual.
Yeah.
High society.
This is,
what's next? Fights at Costco?
Does it say where... This is a Los Angeles Whole Food. One of the men was thrown into a pastry stand.
Ooh.
The incident happened at the downtown Whole Foods location in Los Angeles. By the way, there's a security guard standing there like a chump, too.
Doing nothing.
Roll this. Nope.
There we go.
Right into the pastries. Man, look at this.
The peach kipples. The cherry Danish. Look at the security guard. He throws in like a foot. Wow.
Lots of room, guys.
This guy's getting backed up. Yep. Look at that. All those great desserts. Oh, look at that. That tomato pie.
They're all fresh made.
Oh, God, I love that section. That was a good takedown in the beginning, too.
That was a very good takedown.
He put him straight down on his back.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah, you're seeing it again here. They break it. It almost starts right by the dairy section. And he's got a book bag on. That's the first mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Boom. Smashed
got
his
my
face.
Neck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, stay away from my pecan pie, homie.
Yeah.
Not a bad job out of him. Whole Foods, huh?
Whole Foods. Whole Foods Fight Club. That's a good one.
It's a typical Walmart type move.
What are they fighting over?
Pastries, obviously.
Yeah, low blood sugar. Yeah.
That's my Danish.
Need a Danish.
By the way, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, where the poll question this morning is drinking breast milk, gross or not? If you
not
wonder,
gross.
If you wonder why we're doing this, it is because Garrett Stubbs, the backup catcher that has been with the Phillies for a couple years that Nick has no idea who he is.
Nope.
And his wife, we're taking shots of breast milk. By the way, I was texting back and forth with a friend of mine who shall remain nameless, and he said that he did it as well, but it wasn't his wife's. It was somebody else's.
What?
It was his wife's friend.
Hey, you know, whatever. Oh. I guess we all have fetishes. You know, what are you going to do?
He said he did it as a dare.
But he drank it. Like it was pumped, yeah, and he drank
No, he went straight to the source.
I know, like that's the.
So that's why today's poll question is that youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons and go vote right now. One of them is running away with it as well. It should run away with it. Okay, Bijan Phillips from the Bijan Robinson. Excuse me, Bijan Phillips is. I think that's what's his name? Papa John Phillips. Phillips' daughter.
I mean, I don't know who Garrett Stubbs is, so I can't really correct you.
He's a player for the Falcons.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson, stud running back for Atlanta.
He's Thursday Night Football's game was the Falcons and the Bucks.
Yeah, he's having a year that almost matches what Saquon Barkley did last year.
In the post-game interview, he said something that he had to apologize for. Mm-hmm. I want to get everybody's opinion on if he should have apologized this. Now we will play it in its entirety without it being boosted. I thought it was because it was we beeped it out, but it was actually because this was recorded off somebody's TV, so we needed to boost the audio. So that's why. So we didn't edit it. So we will play it unedited on the other side, and you can vote if he should have had to apologize for what he said on the other side, Nick Kale.
All right. We'll continue. Kale and Company live on this Monday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We got to talk about our friends at Joseph Anthony Spa and Retreat. You know, maybe you need, after all the snow, I know I need a little spa day after all the snow shoveling. It has been crazy and stressful.
Wait a second. Your kids didn't do the...
We were all out there. So Michael, David, Larry, and I were all out there.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Just to be fair, it wasn't me by myself.
Do you have a long driveway?
We do.
Okay.
We have a really, really long driveway.
Okay. Now...
So it took forever.
Okay. I just want to make sure your son and your kids...
They were out there.
We're doing this as well.
David was out there the longest. Okay. I mean, it took us like 4 hours to get everything.
You know what I do?
What?
I just have my wife dust off the cars. I do all the shoveling myself.
Wow. How's How chivalrous of you.
Because we're too cheap to buy a snowblower.
We have this low-energy snowblower.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? But it does a little, I don't know. Unless you have a high-powered one.
Well, you stop giving out 30% tips to everybody who could afford a snowblower.
It's not that I can't afford a snowblower.
It's great exercise.
Yes, Dawn. I enjoy getting out there and shoveling. Yeah. It is good exercise.
So you have a heart attack and die.
But, no. I mean, throw some snowballs, make a snowman.
Yeah.
But now it's time.
You are my princess.
Aww.
And they should not let my princess have to shovel. That's a violation. I'm being dead serious.
Well, listen, they should just get me a little gift card. Yeah. Set me up at Joseph Anthony Retreat. Thank you, Greg. Joseph Anthony Retreat sponsor. Seriously, if you haven't been to their locations, they are in either Glen Mills or Springfield. Beautiful, so luxurious, locally owned, and just really well managed. I love it. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret, by the way, to finishing your holiday shopping this year. Everybody loves a spa day, and especially at Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. So visit their locations. Like I say, Glen Mills, Springfield, or you can always just go online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are always available, josephanthony.com. Make sure you tell them that Greg, Nick, and Dawn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, Nick Kale, Dawn Stensland, and Greg Stocker. We have what occurred today in music history. Just about 20 minutes from now, will we have a morning mystery movie clip today?
No.
No movie clip today.
Uh-oh.
Stensland's Big Three.
Woo-hoo.
And then the Dawn Show coming up in just over 35 minutes.
So we teased this earlier. Bijan Robinson, the Atlanta Falcons running back, Thursday Night Football, was doing a post-game interview with Prime. Was it Prime?
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
By the way, they beat the Bucks. It was a good game, too. It was like 27-28 or 28-29 or something like that.
Yeah.
When talking about playing, he referenced a game that it's politically incorrect to say, but Nick and I remember the game as children where we used to it was like a dodgeball type game, right?
It was a game where you would have the football, and if you're running and you're playing with like seven other people,
yeah,
they all have to tackle you.
Yeah.
And then as they're about to tackle you, you could toss the ball up, and then the next person that gets it gets to run with it, and then everybody chases him.
Yeah.
We used to call it before. No, actually, it was after. I don't remember. It was either before or after. Whatever Bijan says here, you'll hear it. We used to call it Fumble Rumble.
Yes.
In my neighborhood.
Fumble Rumble.
But it varies.
It's a little hard to hear, but
I'll clarify it once.
He had to apologize for this. Roll this.
They were doing it to you in the Bijan. They threw it to you in the backfield. Jermaine, the first one, missed. Dan laid three people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this boy threw up in the back. Yo!
Hey, that's real clear. That's what we do.
Don't care. Kirk, what is it about you on Thursday night?
So the game that he says is called Smear the Queer.
Yes.
So he apparently had to issue an apology.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the apology.
Yeah.
All right. So Bijan Robinson tweeted, "Hey, everybody, I want to apologize for the insensitive comment I made in the broadcast. It was a football game we used to play as a kid, but that's not an excuse. I recognize the mistake and make sure to do better in the future, not reflective of my beliefs, and I am so sorry to those I offended seriously." To which I would say this. I mean, is that the proper venue and setting, live on Amazon on a post-game show on behalf of the National Football League? Probably not. But do you need to apologize? I don't think so. I mean, that's the name that the game was called. And Bijan Robinson, to my knowledge, is a pretty outstanding dude. He's never had any issues legally. He's never had any issues where he's said anything controversial. He's never done anything on social media where he was reprimanded by the Atlanta Falcons organization. He had a slip of the tongue. It's a game. It's probably locker room talk. The fact that you have to apologize for that, just again, you know, like go back to the theme of the big take today. Words are words. Violence is violence. Stop being offended. The Falcons probably, because their owner is Arthur Blank, very liberal. I don't know if it was him or somebody in the organization might have said something. Or maybe he was just getting a lot of flack in his mentions on social
media.
He
got a call from his agent.
Did he get a call?
Yeah.
God.
Agent called.
You got your 10%. Go away.
Let's. Here's the statement I recommend. You can put it a little bit in your own words. But here's the statement. Put it out. Let's get this over with. And then don't talk any more about it.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It's people.
Dawn, do you think you should have apologized?
I think that what he said was perfectly said. I don't have a problem with it. He got reaction there because some people might say it promotes bullying of kids who you think or whatever. So put it out there, get it over with.
Can you imagine being bothered by that? It's a Thursday night. You're bothered by that. your bigger issue is that you stayed awake to watch that game.
That's true. That's
why the Falcons stink.
That's why there's no actual like good video of it because nobody actually watched it. Somebody had to record it off of their TV play it.
Yeah. The social media gotcha police.
In the world of television, I will say it's you deal with this all the time. And
Hot
so
life.
For him, I'm telling you, it was his agent that called him. Because the agent got a call from whoever, but he wants sponsorships, he wants TV deals, and that kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
you know, triggers people.
Well, yeah, that's what happened to the PGA Tour golfer Justin Thomas a few years ago. He missed a 4-foot putt, and because you know golf is a relatively quiet sport, you can hear the players, and he called himself the F word, six letter F word.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't believe you missed that putt, you F. He said that to himself, not another player. And you know who dropped him as a sponsor, Dawn?
That's hysterical.
Ralph Lauren.
Oh.
Or Loren, as they like to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a big sponsor.
I mean, look, you know, yes, it's not a, but we also say, like, queer is the actual name for
it's in the LGBT, it's the Q in the LGBTQT plus.
But the game is to smear the person, right. Which then people might go, yeah, you were, that's a game that encouraged bullying. It's probably more the bullying thing as much as it is insensitivity. I'll bet you. I'm sure they got a lot of emails, a lot of calls, a lot of,
God, can you imagine?
Complaints. Mm-hmm.
Nick's right. Can you imagine? You have nothing better to do than what some dopey football player says. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is some guy who can barely speak English. he's like, we care. You couldn't understand a word he was saying. They were all talking over one another. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then one of them jumped in and said something else, like, get the quarterback or something, whatever it was.
The bigger crime is what Prime is now charging per month for their service. By the way, have you guys seen all the prices go up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have this in front of me. I have this graphic. In the last 6 years, Disney is now Disney Plus, $12 a month. Hulu, $12 a month. Netflix, $18. Prime, $15. HBO Max, $18.50. Apple TV, $13. Paramount Plus, $8. And Peacock, $11. You add up those services if you have all eight of them. On top of a provider, YouTube TV or whatever you have to get your basic channels, you're spending over $200 a month.
And look at us, free.
Free. Free. There all you have to do is hit the YouTube like button, right?
Yeah.
And maybe donate to our cause. Because you can tip us.
And none of the tips go to us.
So I know.
Which is outrageous. I'm like, can you imagine an exotic dancer on stage where the tips are not given to the dancers?
Yeah.
We're the dancers.
Just give it to Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. That's all. You can still give.
Or that.
That's all. Yeah, that's all we care about. Or maybe buy yourself a new Piazza, right, Don?
That's right. New vehicle. By the way, we have some new vehicles here on the road. My HERV, as I call it.
HERV.
My Honda HRV handled beautifully.
Nice.
Even in the ice
good
nastiness this good morning. I'm just saying.
Did you have to wipe your car off or did somebody do it for you?
Well, I'm in the garage.
In the garage. That's good. That's good.
So there's all that.
That's where you belong.
It's that time of year again. Happy Honda days. Get clearance deals on select 2025 models at Piazza Honda. 0.99% for 60 months on a new Honda Ridgeline. Lease a new Honda Accord for just $229 a month. Or what about a Honda Pilot for just $399 a month, both for 36 months? Hurry. Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield. Experience the wonder of happy Honda days while all of these clearance deals last. Shop online, PiazzaHonda.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaHonda.com. Tell them Dawn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
What occurred today in music history? We all find out in about 10 minutes. Phil Almquist will be on the way. It's a Monday edition, Kale and Company. Big week. Sean Farish with us on Friday. Jimmy Failla Thursday. Bruno on Wednesday. And tomorrow at 8:30, Matt Rooney will join us. And since Matt Rooney is never on time and there's bad weather, Matt Rooney, you have 23 hours and 53 minutes to get here. Leave now.
I don't know if you guys saw this report yesterday. Axios reporting Kamala Harris stepping toward another White House run.
Yeah, I saw the tweet, and I love the phrasing, stepping toward.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think she does either.
Yeah.
By the way, guys.
Go ahead, run it back. No, I don't care.
I was just going to say, Democrats going to run that back again, are they?
No.
I mean, could you see a battle? I mean, could you see a primary where you have Harris, AOC, Newsom, Shapiro as the final four?
Oh, it'd be glorious.
Most likely. Well, if you look at the betting sites, they say Gavin Newsom, but it's early.
Yeah.
She spoke to the DNC over the weekend talking about the midterms. Roll this.
From Sacramento to New York, the American people sent a message. They want leaders who fight.
They didn't want you.
Yeah.
For affordability, for health care, for the right of people to participate in their democracy. Americans want leaders who fight for them. And that is what we will continue to do in 2026, as we compete in every state, in every district, and every level of government. And obviously, we must focus on the midterms, but Democrats, we must also have a clear vision for what comes after the midterms, and then after Trump. We need to answer the question, what comes next for our party and our democracy?
Socialism.
And in so doing, we must be honest that for so many, the American dream has become more of a myth than a reality. Whether it's the cost of food, energy, health care, transportation or housing, America is facing an affordability crisis.
Happened
a crisis that we are witnessing is fueling cynicism, fear, frustration, and a lack of confidence in our systems. At the same time, AI has started to displace jobs, reshape the future of work, and cause Americans across the country to fear being left behind.
So
Here's what I think she has done. She has drawn a Venn diagram.
I love Venn diagrams.
And I think she believes, again, not whether it's going to play out or not. I'm trying to put the former Veep cap on here. She believes, well, I got 76 million votes. And I look at Josh Shapiro, and the Democrat Party is very anti-Semitic right now. Scratch off Shapiro. She says, okay, AOC. And remember, Democrats, they love to devour their own. When it comes to push comes to shove, the left will eat the left. She thinks she can beat AOC. Yeah. And she thinks she's probably the better option from California than Gavin Newsom. I'd be stunned if Democrats nominated her. I would be floored if, in fact, she does run, that she would win the Democratic primary. Yeah. I don't believe they'll trot her back out.
Great. Look at how boring she is right there. What did she even say?
Nobody,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's just, the way that she speaks, I don't know. She's just, she doesn't have it for why, to your point, she lost and,
she got 76 million votes.
She did, but that's really, I think that was more either anti-Trump or just being, just voting D.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Right. I don't think there were 76 million that were dying to get her, have her in office.
Yeah.
Right. Now I do think the AOC contingent is more authentic. I don't think if let's say if AOC got, I don't know, 68 million votes, I would say there's a larger percentage of people that really love AOC versus really love Kamala Harris.
Yep. I agree.
Look at those rallies with AOC and Bernie. They were not coming there for Bernie. They were coming there for AOC, and that caught people's eye. I still think, is AOC as big a national name as like a Gavin Newsom? You know, we know who she is and all of that, but I don't know if she has it yet, but it's early.
Depends on where you get your news.
Yeah.
If you get your news from social media, AOC's a rock star.
Yeah.
If you're more legacy media, you probably know Gavin Newsom before AOC. Just a guess.
I want to see where we're at here with the YouTube likes, because I'm...
Yeah, we don't have Harry today to threaten
sure
people.
Not, I'm sure it's not up to my... 248 now. I need 50 people right now. 50 people.
52.
52 people, thank you. I need 52 people to head on over to YouTube and hit that thumbs up button. It's free. It costs you nothing. It does a ton for us. We get in other people's algorithms with the more thumbs up we get. So make sure you're doing that. And also make sure you're hitting the subscribe button. Again, all free. It costs you nothing.
Yeah.
It just helps us out tremendously.
Shows us.
By the way, not happy with Harry Mays lately, I got to tell you.
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, he has no problems making time for the other radio station.
Yeah, that's bothered me a little bit.
For us, the last 2 months, it's been a lot of, I can't do it today.
Yeah.
I can't do it today.
Guy's in Florida looking at a new house. I text him yesterday about football. He says, no interest in sports, crunching numbers for a home. I said, okay, are you out tomorrow? He goes, yeah. I said, all right, I'll see you January 5th.
Wow.
Sure.
Is the bromance in trouble?
I might put him in touch. I got to tell you, during the holidays, I've got a lot of thoughts. I've got a lot of thinking to do.
Uh-oh.
A lot of big decisions that will be made in 2026, and one of them will be how much energy I expend on Harry Mays.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Yeah, it's not, I don't feel the love. It's not very reciprocal right now.
It's not.
No.
No, it's not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about this. That Monday spot might open up. We've got a lot of people that would like to be contributors on this show. And, if you take it for granted and you come in and you're nilly-willy about it.
Nilly-willy.
Or willy-nilly. It's all right.
By the way.
And same thing with you, Rooney. Yeah, if you're going to show up for the 30 minutes we ask of you, you know.
So he asked me, he told me, he says, you know, if I can just do it on Zoom.
Which I think he should for 30 minutes. Yeah, his point was to drive in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll text him tomorrow and tell him he can be on Zoom.
Pointless for me to drive in here as well.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not. The three of us need to be together.
I thought about doing it remotely today with the
real
weather. Yeah.
The three of us need to be together. Yeah. There's a synergy that happens.
Synergy.
With us together. So
Stenzel, do you have a home set up?
She doesn't.
No? How did you do the show during the pandemic?
She did it here.
I did it here.
Oh.
Yeah, I was here.
By the way, Monday the 22nd and Tuesday the 23rd of December, Sean Farish will host the morning show with Esty. Esty Palti and Sean Farish will be doing the morning show together.
This is awesome.
It's going to break the internet. I have...
And the FCC.
I decided that I wanted to, if I'm going to go down with this radio station, I'm going to go down in a blaze of glory.
Woo!
So they will be hosting the morning show Monday and Tuesday awesome. Next week.
You would be on high alert running the board if you were here. So I can only imagine what your anxiety would be like while you're not here.
I mean, if Jim Kelly doesn't hit the dumb button, he's fired.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Kelly, your quarter century of service here hangs in the balance on those 2 days. You do realize that, right?
You know, it's the only reason Kamala Harris, when you play those clips, I think of Esty. Because she does a spot on, imitation.
And the best part of it is they're doing the show as themselves.
Thank you, yeah.
Now, they might morph into a bit organically, which they both have the ability to do.
Oh, she has opinions on things. She has a lot of opinions on things.
Oh.
So that's going to be fun. It's going to be a very fairish Christmas. A very fairish Christmas here on 1210 WPHD.
Now, Jimmy Kelly is claiming he's off that week. So Jimmy Kelly's service will not be in jeopardy.
Oh, boy.
But whoever's on that board.
Oh, boy, I have to have a meeting after the show today to find out who's on the board.
Yourself?
To find out who's on the board that day. Oof. All right.
You better have 2 minutes worth of delay built up.
Jasmine Crockett argues that the U.S. needs illegal aliens because, quote, we done picking cotton.
She's saying that again. She's on that circus tour again.
Roll this. Not racist at all. By the way. This is not racist at all.
Yeah. As she's dressed like the Joker.
They're all this.
What immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hands. You're not.
So fake.
We done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Me and my people are done picking cotton, new group of immigrants are going to pick it. You understand?
So
As
racist.
I change my accent and my delivery.
So racist.
God, it's so racist and so inauthentic. It's like, you don't talk like that. You're a private school girl, high school, beautiful college, law degree. Let me ask you something, Jasmine. When you achieved your JD, your jurisprudence doctorate degree, did you talk like that in moot court? No, you didn't. So just stop the act. By the way, she's going to run for Senate.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Texas.
And lose dramatically.
in Texas, which is in play.
She'll win. Oh, that's another farce too. The Democrats' white whale, Texas.
Yeah.
Every 4 years, they hear Texas. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Look at Texas.
Yeah, New York's in play for Republicans.
Texas is never in play for Democrats. Can we just say that again? Texas is never in play for Democrats. I will quit this radio show, this radio station, if Texas goes blue.
I'll go out even on a further limb. If Texas or Florida ever go blue, or if California or New York go red, I will walk off the air the moment it happens. Or if I'm off the air, I won't be in the next day. How about that?
How about them apples? All right, we have...
It's a smart move by her because she realizes every 2 years you're campaigning, right? Like, her act plays for her district. But you have two spots for the entire state. She's like, you know what? I want 6 years instead of two. It's a smart move. She's just not going to win.
She'll win the primary. She'll win her primary, but she's not going to win. She's not going to win the general.
No.
All right, we should break.
Yep. Eight share on the way. Stay there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we come down the stretch here on this Monday morning, where, according to the Kale and Company YouTube Doppler, 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, but don't worry, baby. It's going to be 28 today.
Wow.
Going all the way up to 28.
But I think it's going to be like 51 by Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Roller coaster.
And all the snow will melt.
That's right. Just in time for the holidays. Big three on the way, but first, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, on Kale & Company.
Today, December 15th, we celebrate the birthdays of Tim Reynolds from the Dave Matthews Band and Dave Clark from the Dave Clark Five, who's now 86. Heavenly birthday shout out to DJ Alan Freed. We also lost Dino Danelli from the Young Rascals in 2022. Sigurd Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash in 55. All Nightmare Long by Metallica in 2008. Method of Modern Love by Hall & Oates in 84. And 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon in 75. Adam Nicu, the all-time best-selling Christmas album Elvis is in 57. And Ghost in the Ruins by Sabotage in 95. Also, 99.
Is Linda Kearns paying you to mention all of these Elvis things?
No.
Okay.
Hi, Linda. Also, in 99, Boy George was knocked unconscious when a mirror ball fell on his head during a show in England. In 69, John Lennon played his final show in the UK. In 65, Neil Young recorded Sugar Mountain for the first time. In 69, John Lennon and Yoko Ono launched the War Is Over campaign. In 68, Jefferson Airplane appeared at Rowan and Martin's Laughing. And in 89, Billy Joel was topped the album chart. But lastly, on this date in 2014, Bob Seger performed on The Late Show with David Letterman. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
He did tell me, Greg, that he had a stalker trigger for Monday. That the Elvis was the trigger. He came in so happy today. He's like, I'm going to get Greg today real quick. Beautiful. There he is, Phil Almquist, with what occurred today in music history. Of course, from the famous What Occurred This Week in Music History that routinely puts up monster numbers on your Saturday night. All right, let's get to what's going on in the world of news at 9:58. Time for Dawn Stenslin and her Big Three.
It's the Big Three with Dawn Stenslin.
Sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Number one, let's take a look at traffic cam. Icy weather, weather warning, severe Arctic blast. As you look at the traffic, things are moving along pretty well, nice. But look at this. Everything's moving along beautifully. A lot of traffic delays, school delays, even work delays this morning. Everybody running on a two-hour delay, except for us.
Damn right.
Because we want to serve you.
We had no two-hour delays, and it was disgraceful. I'm sorry. It was disgraceful that these schools are on a two-hour delay. There's no need. There was nothing wrong with the weather this morning. Nothing.
All right. Poll question late in the show. Two-hour delay or have them go virtual for a full day?
No, we don't want virtual.
No, I say
get
their
asses
delay.
In school.
In person's better.
That's not one of the options. Two-hour delay or virtual full day?
By the way, it's
I say in person.
It's a clear run into the city, but coming out of the city, not so much.
And you're looking at Lincoln Financial Field, that shot. So you're looking at all these different traffic cams.
Yeah.
I will say this, that in fact, the side streets, that's this, in Philadelphia at least, they're still ice covered.
It's amazing. We have more cameras on Cale & Company than Brown University.
That's true. That's a good point. But like, you are correct. But you know, like,
how pretty the city looks though yesterday.
I just feel beautiful. Like we're just stop with these two-hour delays. Just stop with them.
Yeah, it's pretty, Dawn. It is pretty from the comforts of your couch with a fireplace and some sweatpants,
Mr.
But I don't want to deal with it.
Mr. Pete on the YouTube chat says, our school district said they are worried about snow drifts overnight with all the wind. Oh, yeah. For God's sake.
All the breeze.
And by the way,
snow
too,
drifts.
Shovel off the top of your car and your truck.
Absolutely.
Shovel off your, if you have a truck bed with a cover. I don't want to be getting hit with monster amounts of ice because you didn't want to take the time to clear off your vehicle, but that's the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be charged if your ice hit somebody else.
4:30 in the morning, I was on the road, as we all were, and it was
nasty.
It was fine. It wasn't nasty. It was
because
fine.
You're on the major highways. Fine, the side streets.
The side streets are still. I live off a side street. They're fine.
In the city of Philadelphia, side streets.
I don't care about the city of Philadelphia. I care about the suburbs. Our listeners aren't in the city of Philadelphia. I don't care about the city of Philadelphia.
Chestnut Hill?
Let's talk about the burbs.
A little rough in Chestnut Hill, Dawn?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
still ice covered. I'm being serious. Still ice covered.
Did you have any problems getting in this morning?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I had to take
different. You got here the same time you always do.
I made sure that.
5:58.
No, that's not true. No, I made sure. No, but it took me probably an hour to get here.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the side streets were all ice covered.
I will admit, slick ice.
Even Lincoln Drive.
Yeah.
There were some people. It was slick, and people driving with their four-way flashers.
I set my alarm 10 minutes earlier than I usually do, just in case.
Yeah,
but
smart.
That's smart
because you know why? Because you're a responsible broadcaster. You didn't wait like some other people do. Thank you.
For me, I mean, I take a few back roads, and then it's Germantown Pike, Blue Route, Schuylkill Market. Mm-hmm. But it was fine.
Yeah.
Now, coming out of my development was a little dicey. Mm-hmm.
Now, what did Dawn say earlier? You know, because she's the perpetual excuse maker. You said that it's the buses. Enabler. The buses need to.
So in other words, if you're trying to get in, it's kind of nice that the buses are not on the roads for the school buses. And then it gives everybody a chance to make sure that everything's safe and clear. Gives a little extra time for the school buses.
What the worst thing yesterday is that all my neighbors and I were outside, you know, clearing off our driveways, clearing off our cars. So we all moved our cars into the street, you know, so, you know, they could be cleared off. We could clear off the driveway. The second we all moved our cars into the street, the freaking snowplow came down.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on a little cul-de-sac. So like you really can't make that right turn there, especially a giant. So like you had to back out. It was a whole thing. Yep. It was just like right now is when you choose to come down our street with a snowplow at 11:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Also, let's talk about Waymo. What could possibly go wrong? We've talked a lot about Waymo it's here in Philadelphia. This, we will take you to Los Angeles. And this is video that has gone viral. TikTok video showing the driverless Waymo pull up to the curb, the door opens, and a man is already inside, hiding, kind of tucked behind the back seat and the trunk area. The woman quickly pulls her daughter away, but keeps recording. This is crazy. Later says she canceled the ride and instead called 911. Watch.
Why are you in it?
Huh? They just put me in here.
Who put you in?
The people. The people.
The people. The boogeyman.
That's what I'm saying. Just look.
So even Waymo is smuggling people into this country.
Wait a second.
He's in the trunk.
He's in the trunk, basically, allegedly waiting for his next victim. LAPD, you know, this is being investigated.
Yeah, as it should be.
They believe that this guy is just waiting for the next victim.
Mm-hmm. So he claimed that somebody put him in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as soon as they would have gotten into the back seat, he was going to pop over and attack them. That's exactly what's
crazy.
Going to happen.
Oh, my God.
His mom did a good job.
I'm telling you. We said last week, do you trust the... No. You think you're... Would you trust Waymo right now through 8 inches of snow?
No.
In Philadelphia? I wouldn't.
Well, what they're saying is, no matter what, always look in any vehicle, even your own vehicle, before you get in it.
When you get into your car each morning, Dawn,
I do.
Do you look into your back seat?
I do. It's in my garage.
I'm sure she does. It's in the garage, and you still
yes.
look.
She looks underneath her car, around her car.
I'm a paranoid freak.
Do you check for explosive devices with like the little camera that goes under?
That's what takes her so long. Is she has to sweep the garage and make sure everything
the
is
sweep.
Yeah,
I know, right? We also have, speaking of Waymo, this is a more heartwarming Waymo story, also in California, but this one, a woman on her way to the hospital, San Francisco, and in the Waymo vehicle, so she calls the Waymo and literally gives birth to the baby in the vehicle. Like, this is crazy.
How'd you like to have been that second passenger?
Ooh, yeah.
So who cleans it then?
Yeah.
So the newscaster is giving, looks like she's giving the story from the back seat where the lady gave birth. Oh my God.
So this is a pregnant lady. She orders the Waymo to get to the hospital in time, but unfortunately, didn't get there in time. So she literally gave birth in the back seat, safely arrived at the hospital before the emergency services were able to reach her.
Well, here's my question for this. Is that like, so you're in a Waymo, it's driving, there's no driver that you could say, hey, pull off here, stop here. So what do you do? You know what I mean? Like, say she needed something that she didn't, like, they didn't want to be rustling around in the car. They wanted the car to stop because she couldn't go any further. Can you tell the car to stop?
Is there like a Siri that listens to you? Like, hey, yeah, hey, Waymo, stop. I'm about to give birth.
Yeah, I think that's what she was doing. Wow. And so she, so they knew on the way there that she was on her way and she was, she just gave birth and went into labor in the vehicle.
You know what would be a crazy, you know what would be a really crazy adventure, like a joyride? Doing, if you got a Waymo and you took a Waymo with your buddies and you were taking shots of breast milk.
Women walking around with their boobies dangling.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
Earlier conversation, if you missed it.
Mm. Great question. Who pays to have that cleaned? I think the woman, the family of the woman who gave birth should have to pay to have that cleaned, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Dawn.
I'm sure they have a service.
Who's paying for the service, though?
The robot will clean the car.
Yeah, a robot will clean up.
AI.
I think they get billed more.
Yeah, maybe for the cleanup costs.
They should.
Absolutely. Perhaps.
They should.
I agree. It is silly.
So let us talk about dealing with the stank.
Oh, boy.
The stanky, skunky. We all know the smell.
Yep.
The cannabis smell. So there's a solution. And this one, the local mayor of this particular community, it's a New York State community. It's Nassau County. And this mayor wants this to catch on, wants this to ignite. So this is Nassau County. They're the first community to ban the smoking of marijuana in public spaces. The ban begins January 1st, New Year's Day. And fines for those caught smoking pot in public begin at $100.
Our parking garage every night,
she's
when we leave work, reeks of the smell of marijuana.
Glen Cove's mayor says that pot smell has been a constant source of complaints. So Tuesday night, the city council voted unanimously to create a code that bans pot smoking in public places here.
I'm really not into someone else's vices becoming mine.
Mom Crystal Hamlet voiced support for the ban, but others in Glen Cove argue it seems to unfairly target pot smokers only.
If you can smoke cigarettes outside, you should be able to smoke weed outside, too.
Well, that's a fair point. Mm. It looked like in the beginning of that video that that guy was smoking weed inside. Mm-hmm. Do they allow places? Is there any state that still permits smoking indoors in a restaurant or a bar? It was pretty much.
I mean, they have like hookah bars.
Well, besides, like, you know, but you can't go into like a Red Robin and, fire up a lung dart while you're eating bottomless fries. You know,
that's a good point.
Yeah, but that's a slippery slope, though. Like out in public on the streets, if you're not breaking the law as far as the possession of the marijuana, and you've purchased it legally from a dispensary, or if you have your medical marijuana card.
You can't drink in public, so what's the difference?
You can smoke cigarettes in public. I don't want to smell any of it, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, is that I'm not, I do think weed should be legal, but I do agree that, like, it's that smell is everywhere.
But so is a cigar smell.
It's literally everywhere. No, it's not.
Is a cigarette smell.
No, it's
not. No, that's skunk smell.
That weed smell
is nasty.
Everywhere.
It's a different smell, but it's weird.
It's obnoxious.
I actually like the smell of a cigar.
Yeah, I agree.
But I can't be in a cigar bar. I'll die.
I do think that here's my position. I'm all for weed being legal, but I think that you should not be able to smoke it out in public.
Interesting.
And just use the alcohol example. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't drink in public.
Here's the difference though. Alcohol and weed inhibit your ability to function. Cigarettes and cigars do not. That's why it shouldn't be permitted in public, because you can become a danger to yourself or others, or you could walk and get hit by a car, or
I gotta tell you,
get behind the wheel of a vehicle.
You know me. I'm no prude. I may have indulged a time or two in my life with the Mary Jane, but this summer, you know, we're at the beach. Mm-hmm. And we come down. My son wants ice cream. There's the ice cream truck there. And I, you know, we get out of the water. We get out of the ocean. We go and, you know, we go and get our walk down the beach path.
Say hello to Jesse Waters.
Where they have the ice cream truck. And like for a whole week, there was a guy just standing next to the ice cream truck smoking weed. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Like, And somebody say, well, I'm sure you drink on the beach. Actually, I do not. But there are people that do. That is not, if you have it in a solo cup or something like that, that you can't tell that. Mm-hmm. With the weed, you can smell it everywhere. Stinks. Just stop. Just go somewhere and do it.
Yeah, it's nasty.
We all did. Mm-hmm. It wasn't legal when I smoked pot, and I was, you know, I was going out behind schools and Kmart and mm-hmm. all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Do it back there.
Yeah.
Don't be so open about it.
Yeah. Don't be so open.
Thank you.
So in our number three for our big three this morning, we didn't have enough good news.
Thank you.
And we are sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union.
We are.
So we wanted to share some good news. This is incredible. This is NYPD, but hero law enforcement officer on the way to work, and he saves a baby, a choking baby on the side of the highway.
Oh, man.
I want you to look at this if you're watching.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's my worst fear.
Oh, my goodness. Baby in a little pink onesie and is lifeless and limp. This is Detective First Grade Michael Greeny, works in the office of Chief of Detectives, Joseph Kenny, by the way, heading to the office. And he spots a black vehicle, a BMW, speeding along the emergency shoulder lane. This is Bronx River Parkway, and realizes there's an emergency here. So Officer Greeny here, driving the unmarked truck, flips his lights on, pulls over to see what's going on, and this frantic parent. Did you see this?
Oh, my God.
I'm watching it now.
Oh, my. And so now it's posted on TikTok. That's where we're seeing it. That's where we... This has gone viral. This man saved this baby's life.
Wow.
And the baby is just like a lifeless, it looks like a doll
at
first.
It does. That was my biggest fear at that age. I mean, it still kind of is, but at this age, when they put everything in their mouth and, oh, my God, oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
This is a father he's pulling over. But so he pulls over, you know, and the dad is panicked and says, officer, please help me. My baby's choking. Mm-hmm. And that's the little, she's probably 11 months or 12 months. And she's in that pink onesie. And so he literally saved this baby's life.
We all, I don't know if you guys did, but I remember taking a class with the Heimlich maneuver for babies.
Yes.
Which is tricky. It's different.
To be honest with you guys, like, I remember doing it and being like, oh, yeah, I can do this. But then... If, God forbid, that would ever happen,
you'd fail.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, I would fail too. Like, I would be doing it improperly.
100%. Not that I wouldn't want to try and do it, but I feel like I would I would mess something up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they're so, like, fragile at that age that you don't want to break something or, you know what I mean? But, wow.
I would just be clubbing the kid in the back. Spin it up!
That's what they tell you not to do.
I know.
Yeah. So he knew what to do, save the baby, and, by the way, Detective Greeny, 17-year department veteran, joined NYPD back in July of 2008.
Wow.
And being called a hero by the family, by everybody, pretty much.
And should probably move to Florida effective January.
The video you could see, like, so you're supposed to, like, he holds her upside down, not upside down, but like, and pats on her back.
Pats on her back. Just right. But she is limp and lifeless in his arms and unlodges the object. Weren't saying what. We'll have to find out what was she choking on, but thank God.
Dan Borowski is showing us a bunch of anti-choke kits.
Yeah.
FirstAidDevices.com.
Do they work? I don't know.
I probably couldn't get through the instructions. I'd have to ask my wife to do it.
I think this one is the life back.
Yeah.
That one is a high rated one. Incredible.
Stop choking in seconds. Wow. FDA approved.
Do they work for the NFL franchises?
Good one. Finally, we kept talking about the sweet dog in Philadelphia that was left in a taped shut box.
Oh, yeah.
Outside the Pennsylvania SPCA. Tangy or Tangy. Yeah. I'm not sure everybody's pronouncing the doggy differently, but she found her forever home. And we do have the update. The SPCA, thank you for giving us. So here's the note left by the person who loved Tangy or Tangy, but said that they were being evicted
if they kept
their puppy.
Stop apologizing. Stop sending out excuses.
All right.
These people are disgraceful. Disgraceful for what they did.
Well, the person that's not disgraceful is the new Forever family who adopted this lovely 11-month-old pup.
The Stalkers.
And I know, right? No, it's a cute young couple. They adopted the dog, and so they are so excited that Tangy or Tangy will have a life filled with love, lots of snacks, and adventure. And so this young couple saw, or maybe saw our coverage
maybe,
here
yes.
on Talk Radio 1210.
It's not a bad looking dog.
It's a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful dog. And the people that abandoned should be tarred, feathered.
Already better behaved than my dog.
But congratulations, because they have a great little new addition they adopted in their home.
Wait, Dan has a picture of
yeah.
Cute dog.
They are
6
young.
ABC had the
They are young, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow, look how young they are.
Cute couple. Yeah. Look at.
Yeah, they're not gonna leave them on somebody's doorstep. Yeah.
But they'll be broken up in 6 months.
No.
So they'll have to fight over the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
But look at even the thing about look at Tangy or Tangy. She's like literally looks like she's smiling, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's like, oh boy.
Speaking of Tangy versus Tangi, it's Bondi in Australia. A lot of people were calling it Bondi over the weekend.
No, it's Bondi.
Bondi's a different mess. That's our mess.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Not nice. We are sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Grow your savings with a growth savings account. First Harvest Credit Union earn up to 3.05. That's 3.05 annual percentage yield. Enjoy flexible. We like flexible.
Yeah, baby.
Access to your funds. Visit firstharvestcu.com/growth savings for details. Membership restrictions do apply. Insured by NCUA.
EKZ says Tangy was the dog named after breast milk. Boy, everything comes full circle, doesn't it? Everything comes full. By the way, the results of that poll, drinking breast milk, gross or not, in case you're just joining us at 10:18, Garrett Stubbs, the catcher that Nick did not know for the Philadelphia Phillies, and his wife were on Instagram taking shots of his wife's breast milk. And I said it was gross. Dawn said it's beautiful and natural. Nick has some weird mommy fetish that we need to examine one day.
I
need some of that.
Yeah.
Maybe Jeanine Pirro's. You're like,
I don't want the judge's milk.
You're a weirdo.
Maybe 30 years ago.
Drinking breast milk, gross or not, 61% said gross. And 61% are correct.
I wouldn't say gross. I would just say it's a beautiful thing.
It's not.
But
for
not,
a child, for
not,
a baby,
it's private.
For it's, a baby, for a baby, it's fine. It's fine for a baby.
For a baby, it's a beautiful.
Absolutely, a grown ass man, no, they should be locked up. They should be locked up in asylum.
No,
Philly should trade him just for that.
Oh, stop.
Was it your poor production? No, it's the fact that you drank breast milk and put it on Instagram.
Yeah, new rule. You got to play at least 81 games if you're going to do raw breast milk.
Well, right, that is our big three.
Have a good show.
Yeah, thank you. We've got a lot coming up for you, a lot of updates. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.